This sermon is all about being grateful, even in the storms of life. Amen. Matter of fact, that's when we grow closer to the Lord. I like to start off exalting our Lord because He and He alone is worthy of all honor, glory, and praise. The Psalms that's put together here, it served the Lord with gladness, come before His presence with singing, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise, and be thankful unto the Lord and bless His name, for the Lord is good and His mercies is everlasting and His truth endures throughout all generations. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of His name and worship the Lord in holy array. For I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, come magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His holy name together. Come on, bow, kneel down for the Lord, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the work of His hand. I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord and worship. Hallelujah. And we here today to worship. Amen. All that I said because God is so good. He's so good. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank You not only for the countless blessings, but for the challenges that draw us near to You. Thank You for the hard moments, Lord, when You gave me the strength to wait out the storm. Jesus, You are so good. Whatever storms come into my life, You are my rock and my shelter. Thank You for the sustenance that fills me, the light that surrounds me. And Father, Your love that never, never, never fails me. I thank You for everyone here, Lord. I just pray that everyone would have that gratitude for You today, Lord. I know a lot of us went through a lot of things, Father, over these last 2 months. It's been a challenging time for me. Amen. Yes, the last few months, I lost my sister. I lost 3 good friends who was in ministry with me. I did one of them funeral. I got to do the other one, graveside, March the 12th. And it just let me know that God is good. He's calling. He's in charge. Amen. When He calls you, He calls you. And you got to rejoice in the bad times and the good times. Amen? I like what Paul said in Romans 5, verse 3 and 4. But first I'm going to check out the translations. See, this one translation say, we exalt in tribulations. That means we lift up God, praise His holy name, even when we're going through the storms. We exalt. The other one say, we rejoice in our tribulations. Wow. And the other was, that was the ESV. And the NIV say, we glory in our tribulations. Amen. So, The Word of God is telling us we need to exalt, rejoice, and give glory to the Lord in our troubles, our sorrows, and our sufferings. Knowing that tribulations bring forth perseverance, perseverance, proven character, hope, and that hope does not disappoint. Amen. Why? Because the love of God, thank you, Lord, is poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit that He gives us. Amen. This is a way to be grateful in the storm, just exalting and our glorifying and rejoicing in our Lord. When you go through some bad things, look to Jesus. Amen. He could help us. I like these words that King David said in Psalms 40, verse 2. He said, He lift me out of the pit of destruction. Ooh, you know what? This psalm seemed like it was wrote straight for me. It seemed like it was wrote exactly for me. He lift me out of the pit of destruction, out of the sticky mud. He stood me on a solid rock, making my footsteps firm. And He did that for me. You know, none of us been a Christian all our life, amen? All of us got a testimony. And I got one testimony, but I don't have time to talk about it right now. But God took me out of the darkness into His marvelous light, like He did so many of us. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, when life is easy and great, gratefulness is easy. Amen. But not in the storms of life. Not in a worried night of anxiety, of the lonely house begging for the sound of a familiar voice. I know some people have lost loved ones in here, and they don't hear that voice that they're used to hearing. And it's hurtful. Not in the empty nursery. Some young lady probably lost a child or something. It's hard to be grateful that way. Or an empty wallet. You might have lost your job. You know, you can't be grateful when you lose your job, you can't pay your bills. All these things hit you at once, and all you can do is call on Jesus, and he'll work it out. Amen. Even in the hospital, when pacing the waiting room floor, hoping for good news. Hallelujah. I know somebody probably going through that right now. Church, gratefulness hinges on our willingness to accept God's will over our own. Accepting that He is in control, like I said before, and we can trust Him with all our heart, mind, and soul. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, 18, we see God's instructions to always be thankful from Paul. Paul said, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Be thankful always. You know, these fleshly bodies of ours, you know, sometimes we have to stop and and say, wait a minute, wait, I got to call on Jesus because, you know, this flesh like to do his own thing, worry and all that a lot, you know. But we have to stop and remember our proven character, what God has already taken us out of. He could take us out of that too. Amen. Church, in the storms of life, God is our only hope. His faithfulness and his goodness are present even during the darkest storms. It might not happen immediately, but thankfulness grows. It grows as we cling to our Lord and Savior. We can't let him go. Amen. We are grateful not only for the joys of restored health, which I could be thankful for that. Over the last year, God healed me out of cancer. That's a good thing. He healed me. Amen. And over grief. You know, it's hard to be grateful for that, over grief, but we can give it to the Lord, and he shows us that he's in control. But for the sorrows that brought us to a place of utter dependence on Jesus, that's what we be thankful for. All the sorrows that keep us running back to Jesus. Brother and sister, always reflect on what God has done for you out of gratitude, not only for the easy selling blessings, but for also all the storms in life. Here's a scripture that I gleaned through that we all, you know, take to heart. It's Colossians 2:7. It tells us, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. Let me break that one down. Paul is simply telling us to let your roots or your roots screw down into him, into the Lord. Let your be rooted and grounded in him. And let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught. Then you will overflow with thankfulness. Amen. Brothers and sisters, in this verse, it tells us four things we must do as Christians. They can easily be applied to our everyday life. They can easily be applied. The first one is the first thing we must do, we are told to sink our roots in Jesus. Sink your roots down in him. Hallelujah. We should hold on tightly and plant our roots in him so that we grow. We may grow as we are meant to be. See, God, he got a plan, a hope, and a future for us all. And we just growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. We should be like the seeds that were planted on good soil and produce fruit. Amen. This is what Jesus said in Matthew 13:8. He says, still others fell on good soil and yield a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. As Christians, ask yourself, am I truly rooted in Jesus Christ? If you produce fruits, you are truly planted on good soil. To produce fruit means to produce results for Almighty God's kingdom. Amen. Inviting people to church, evangelizing, growing your ministry, etc., are always the producing results. Here's the second thing we must do. Build on him. Build on Jesus. If we build on the rock, that is Jesus, that's Jesus Christ. The Bible calls us wise. He called us wise. If our foundation is Jesus Christ, we can overcome anything, anything that comes our way. Because we got the rock of ages on our side. Listen to what Matthew 7, 24, 25 tells us. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rains fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against that house. And yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Hallelujah. On the solid rock, our foundation is Jesus. Ask yourself, when life around you crumbles down and thrown down and defeated, well, am I thrown down and defeated? Would you say you are or you're not? Or do I stand victorious in Christ? Amen. If we are building on Christ, we are able to stand firm on the foundation no matter what our problems are. We should stay strong knowing that Jesus is with us. Somebody might say, easier said than done, Pastor Bruce. Yes. Well, I personally know whenever we are going through a storm in life, we should immerse ourselves with Christ, with Jesus. Soak yourself with the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit saturate your soul. Hallelujah. Go to the Lord. Reading the Bible devotionals, praying. And one of my favorites is sitting outside on my porch, drinking on a nice sunny day, drinking a little ice cold lemonade, not beer, ice cold lemonade, listening to gospel music. That's the way I immerse myself in the Lord. Amen. Yes. So the third thing we must do, be strengthened by the faith that you were taught. Continue to memorize things. Don't forget the good things that Jesus has done for you. See, this is proving character. You know, he wants to continue to supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. So the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 16, 13, and 14, be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men. Be strong. All that you do must be done in love. Hallelujah. Our faith is a very powerful thing. Even a tiny amount, as small as a mustard seed, could move a mountain. Amen? We are strong Christians when we have faith that's unshakable, unmovable, and without doubt. That's when we are truly strong. Faith comes from hearing and hearing by the word of God. So to increase your faith, or our faith, We can go to church, Bible studies, read books, or even just chat over coffee with other believers about God. Hallelujah. Here's the fourth thing we must do. Be overflowed with thankfulness or thanksgiving. There are many instances where the Bible tells us to be thankful. Amen. It tells us over and over. We should be thankful for and in everything we do. And in all circumstances, we should be thankful. Even in the bad times. You know, when you choose to look at the bad side, you won't find a single thing to be thankful for. You won't. But when you look at it, or when you look at our circumstances through the eyes of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we will begin to see we are truly, truly blessed. Because we are in Jesus, we are in Jesus, in Jesus. Those who are in Christ are new creations. Amen? Old things pass away, behold, all things become new. We are in Jesus. Listen what Jesus said in John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulations, but take courage, I have overcome the world. This is why we have to stay connected to the vine, the true vine. Jesus said, as the branches could not bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Church, barely being close to the source of life is not enough, nor is being intertwined with other branches, otherwise just coming to church and just hanging out with other believers. That's not enough. We need to stay connected. Remain, abide, continue. Jesus is the vine and we are the branches that bear much fruit. A very practical way to overflow with thankfulness is to keep a gratitude journal. Anybody write journals? Not everything has to be written down. Fill it with sketches and pictures of gratitude and thankfulness. And later you can go back over it and see how God has blessed you over the years. Amen? Yeah. Now, church, here it comes. Here is a strong statement. Can you still thank God when you're feeling very, 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 very sick in your body? Amen? Can you still thank God when you experience failure? Can you still thank God when you experience delay? Can you still thank God when you experience a death of a loved one? I've been doing it. Can you still thank God when you're struggling with addictions? Can you still thank God when you feel abandoned? Can you still thank God when you feel abused? Can you still thank God when you feel depressed? See, these are the times when we need to thank God. You know, we need to exalt in the Lord, glory in the Lord, rejoice in the Lord, and He'll work it out for you. Amen? Can you still thank God when things go the way you thought things don't go the way you thought they were going to go, and they don't happen as fast as you thought they was going to happen, can you still thank God for that? Can you give a sacrifice of praise saying, Lord, I thank you that you have kept my mind. I thought I was going crazy. Amen. I thought I was going crazy, but Lord, you kept me and you blessed me. Can you really actually thank God when adversity has hit your life? Everything just flips over, changes in your life. Can you thank him that you didn't die in the accident that might have put you in the hospital? I know I'm hitting a few people out here. Amen? Yes. Can you thank him? Just can you thank him? Somebody give a shout of thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Though you struggled to breathe all night, can you thank him that you made it through the night? Amen. Somebody know what I'm saying. Can you thank him that you survived the storm? Can you thank him? Can you thank him? Lord, I thank you for everything that you've done for me and everything you brought me through. Lord, I thank you with all my heart, mind, and soul. I thank you, Lord. Psalms 2:17, I will give thanks to the Lord. The thanks due to his righteousness, ain't he righteous? And I will bring praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High. The Bible always say the Most High. That's because he's the one and only God. Amen? He's the Most High. All those other gods is myths, if you ask me. Yes, because God is real. I'm a living witness. Can nobody change this wretched man and myself but him? He's the only one who changed my life around. Amen. Psalms 9:1. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. Anybody telling other people about the Lord? It's such an honor and a privilege for me to go out on Saturdays with 180 to 200 people every Saturday. We feed them and we pray with them. First of all, we give them the meat that endures for eternal life. We give them the word of God. Then we have all these other benefits for, like Pastor Michael said, we have Bibles, glasses, tracts, and my brother, one day he gave me a box of socks. I could use some more. Amen. But we really enjoy serving the Lord because it's God working in us to will and to do his good pleasures. Amen. The way I really like to thank God is reading Psalms 103:1-4. And this is David talking about, praying to his soul to bless God. His soul is his mind, his will, and his emotions. Everything bless the Lord. You say, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeemed our life from the pit or destruction, who crown us or crown you with loving kindness and compassion. I still like loving kindness and tender mercies. Amen. That is wonderful.
Worship team?
Yes. Hallelujah. Psalms 35, 18. I will give thanks in the great assembly among the thrones. I will praise you. I will praise you. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
His love endures forever and ever and ever. This is a call to everyone who this word possibly touched. If you would trust God with your pain today, he'll make that pain a showcase for his glory. If you're going through the storms of life today, come up front. Just come up front. Let us lay hands on you and pray with you. If any of these things hit your life, if you are oppressed, depressed, sick in your body, someone died in your life, and you just want peace, and you want God to bless you, come up front. We got prayer warriors who will pray with you. Yes. We are praising the wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We're giving him the honor, glory, and praises. And he wants to give you his peace. Right now, in the midst of your storm, he wants to give you his peace. And the Prince of the Peace, the Prince of Peace want to stand at the bow of your ship and say, peace be still. And everything have to obey his word. Amen.